All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to LHON Live, where each month your two hosts, Andy Marks
and Jessica Loomer,
will discuss all of the latest topics from our LHON groups, things that come up with the blind community, and even with the accessibility community and the larger disabled community. So with all of that, we will basically be discussing
the way we see it.
Exactly. So thank you so much, everyone, for our listeners for being here. Each month, as I said, we're going to be jumping into different topics, as opposed to the format we've had in the past, where we dig into a single topic each month or dedicate it to a speaker. Instead, we're going to be kind of fishing for all of those topics that are of interest to everyone here each month and digging into each at a surface level. You'll hear Jessica's point of view and you'll hear my point of view on all of those topics. We will be choosing those from the topics that are really popular each month in the LHON Facebook groups. But if you happen to find a topic and want to make sure we discuss it, you can always tag us in the Facebook comments. You can also email us at lhonlive@gmail.com or send a Facebook message to either of us. So happy to have feedback on the types of topics you want to hear. If you have advice you'd like on some certain experience, I don't know why you'd want to come to either of us for advice, but I'll speak for both of us and say that we're happy to give it. And with that, Jessica, how's October treating you?
Oh, October's treating me really well. I've been in Colorado for about a week now and wore a jacket for, gosh, the first time in maybe years. It was rainy, drizzly on my way to work, so it's been a really good change. I can walk to work in about 15 minutes, so I can't beat that.
Welcome to Colorado. How's the new gig treating you?
Yeah, it's gone. I mean, I can walk to Target, Starbucks, work, and I have so many trails that I've been exploring the last week. So it's been really great. How have you been?
I am good. I already shared, but the weather here has been really crazy today. It got up to 94 in New York, and tomorrow the high is going to be 58. It's been a crazy week, though. So I've had busy things every night, from visiting a friend's concert on Monday and a volunteer opportunity last night, and this wonderful call tonight. So lots to be busy. And then next week I'm on vacation, first to Charlotte and then my first time to Mexico. So looking forward to that, but lots of things to take care of at work between now and then, but it's all good.
That sounds like a busy week for sure. My week has, I don't know, maybe it's new job vibes, but my days are just flying by. All of a sudden it's Wednesday and yeah, same. I have a welcome dinner tomorrow night, and it's downtown Denver, so I have to jump on the light rail, which I'm just getting used to, and it's about 25 minutes from my house, so I'm excited that after work, I'm going to jump on the light rail and go into the city for dinner, so that sounds like an interesting adventure, but I have another Friday night, I have another dinner, exact same location, so if I don't get it right Thursday, I can get it right Friday.
There you go. It's a strike one. We'll give you what in most games give you three strikes, but we'll give you at least one this time. Well, right, without any further ado, let's jump into a few topics. Again, we're going to do these as close to lightning round as we can, but get your feedback, get my feedback. These are all things that came up really top of mind in the Facebook group this month. And I want to kind of get your opinion on lots of them, and feel free to chime in and bring ones that you saw as well. And to all of our listeners out there, again, you can always tag us or let us know if there are topics you want to discuss at a future time. But first and foremost, this was big news close to home for me to some degree. I heard about it here, but I also heard lots of people in the Facebook group talking about it. There was an Echo Show announcement from this company called Amazon, headquartered somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, talking about their new Alexa-enabled Amazon Echo Show, which is one of their smart speakers. Many people on the call I know have these smart speakers. Oh my gosh, she's talking. So don't say that word anymore. But I know many people here have these devices, and this month I really want to talk about the fact that she can now, for the video-enabled devices, she can recognize household items if you ask her what they are and hold it in front, which is really, really exciting to me. I haven't seen it work. I'm a little skeptical here as well, but I wanted to ask you specifically about it, Jessica, because you may not even know this, But your parents' house is the first time I ever saw an Echo for the first time. And your Echo watch is the first one I ever saw. And it's the first time I ever spoke to her. So I wanted to kind of get your opinion. Believe it or not. Did you see the news about the Echo show?
I did. I saw it. I'm kind of iffy on the whole Echo show thing too. I love that device. I love all of the interaction. I don't love the video aspect. I think it's like a whole privacy weird thing. My mom, actually, we were talking about it, and she brought it up to me and said, you should totally get this, because it's weird stuff that I will use my camera or FaceTime or different things like that to be able to use. And I don't know, I just think it's weird that if she had a show and I had a show, she could just drop in and say, hey. And not that I'm doing anything crazy over here, but I think it's a privacy thing. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear your privacy concern. I sometimes scoff at some people who talk about privacy stuff, especially when it comes to data and some things, because my point of view is, hey, you're going to see advertisements somewhere. Don't you want them to kind of be personalized and actually advertising things you like? Which is kind of why I always recommend podcasts to people, because I'm podcasts are very niche products, and therefore they tend to recommend or advertise products that I'm actually interested in. So I'm actually care about the ad. And Facebook's the same way, as opposed to when I'm watching the Super Bowl. I know most of the ads are very broad. And for instance, I don't drink beer and I don't drive trucks. So most of the ads are not relevant to me.
true.
But so that's that one. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about? I know there's a few big things. Go ahead.
No, I was going to bring up the menus. Did you hear about there's a lot of restaurants kind of taking on interactive or more accessible menus? Have you heard about that?
I did. That's where I kind of checked the skeptical box again here on my side, in the sense that that's one thing that I complain probably the least about being a blind person. Yes, there are certainly times where it's okay, where I wish I could read a whole menu, where I'm with someone who is really bummed to read me the menu. Or if I'm at a place that's a fast casual restaurant where I'm taking a picture of the board up above someone's head, that's kind of a pain. But if I'm at a sit down table service restaurant, I rarely care at all. I'm gonna take the opportunity to talk to the waitress, waiter, and get their opinions, hear about their most popular things. That's not a new thing for me. That's something I did 7-8 years ago when I still could see and enjoyed that. So what about you?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I don't know, it's kind of funny, shout out to my brother. My brother will analyze a menu for a good 10 minutes. And I'm dude, just pick something. You probably will come back again. And let's move on. I don't, dinner or lunch or a meal to me is more about the person I'm in front of, conversation. And yeah, I mean, if it's a really great, well-known restaurant, someone's going to be and we're best known for whatever. And I'll be fantastic. I will take that. It also helps that I'm not a picky eater and don't have food allergies. So I guess that's kind of something, I guess, to think about when someone might have that. But no,
I find it most useful when I'm at a restaurant where I know I'm not going to like their popular items. I mean, I'm someone who's not a big brunch fan because I think it's really overpriced. So when I go to brunch places, I tend to order something that's not the most popular brunch item. So I know if I go to a brunch place, I'm less likely to ask that question because I want something different than an omelet or avocado toast. And so I end up having to be more specific. And I mean, that said, all of what we're saying said, I do like just the focus on accessibility in general. And for that reason, I give it two thumbs up that I'm glad they're doing this type of thing. And this is the same way that I feel about lots of accommodations on websites and those kinds of things, where I am excited they offer it, even if it's something that I'm not going to use. When places offer Braille menus, I was at a bachelor party recently where one of the activities we did was went to a fancy extreme go-karting event, and I couldn't do it because they needed driver's license and insurance and all these kinds of things. And I kind of wanted to lie up until the point that I felt uncomfortable, and I did exactly that. And then I was like, all right, I'm bowing out. But the next thing we did was actually an escape room where I kind of made my disability known so they would allow me to take my phone in and be able to use it to zoom into things and those kinds of things, which was really nice. But one thing they also offered was Braille menus, or not Braille menus, Braille clues for the whole entire escape room, which I can't benefit from because I don't know Braille. But I was like super stoked that they even offered that because I know there are people out there who would benefit from that. So that's an example of something where there's an accommodation that's offered that I'm not taking advantage of, but yet it makes me really excited that they offer it.
Yeah, no, totally agree. I'm actually still shocked and sad that you don't love brunch, but I'm getting past it.
But brunch is fine. I mean, brunch is, like you said, a great place to be with friends and all those kinds of things, but it's hands down the most overpriced meal there ever was. And I don't understand people who are like, hey, do you want to go to brunch at 2 p.m.? And I'm like, that's called lunch. And sure.
Okay, well, someday if you come to visit me in Colorado, I will make you a sweet avocado toast and I won't even charge you. So.
And we can have lunch. That sounds great.
Right, lunch, avocado toast. No, but I totally agree. I think there's so many things. And actually, my new position is actually in web accessibility, and I serve on an accessibility team. So it's really interesting. We kind of bring up different tools. I just went to a seminar talking because it's national. Can you help me out? What is it called? It's National Disabilities Awareness Month, something like that.
Yeah, National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
There we go.
Indeed. Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, perfect. And I think it's really interesting. It's awesome to kind of see this movement happening with people trying to kind of instill this culture of inclusion. And I mean, disabilities, blindness, wheelchairs, low vision, like the list goes on. And it's just really cool to kind of see this movement happening. And I'm lucky enough to be part of a company that's part of that movement. And it's a completely different culture. So it's cool to see that happening, I mean, in social activities and in restaurants and cool stuff like that.
Of course. Speaking of, I know a company that's kind of on the forefront of accessibility is the lovely makers of the device that I'm speaking to you on right now. And I believe you're doing the same, maybe from an iPad, but some kind of fruit device that you have there. And that would be Apple. I know they just came out on September 20th, launched their iPhone 11, and they also, around the same time, came out with iOS 13.0, which has now become 13.1, I believe, already, potentially. Someone's going to correct me. But, and so kind of wanted to get your opinions. Right. What phone or devices are you using these days, do you know?
Yeah, so funny you bring it up. I'm actually in the market. So I'm using an iPhone 7. I'm on speakerphone because my phone doesn't work properly at this point anymore because if you spill a whole glass of water on it, it actually doesn't do so well. So I'm trying to find one. Actually, I'm talking to my iPhone 7, but sitting here in front of my iPad Pro, which is literally like my right arm. I take my iPad Pro everywhere. I actually buy purses that will fit my iPad Pro.
Do you have the smaller one or do you have the one that's like an 8.5 by 11 practically, like a huge computer? Not huge, but regular size.
Yeah, 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
It's a paper and that with a full keyboard has been awesome. But so tell me about the iPhone 11 and why should I get it? Because I'm actually probably going to buy a phone, I think, this weekend.
Okay. So from my point of view, I may be an expert on this call, but I'm not an expert outside of this call on Apple products by any means. But if you were getting an iPhone today, I have a 6S, by the way, and I'm probably getting a new phone this year as well. So I last got a phone about 4 years ago. For anyone who's still working from an iPhone 6, the first thing I tell you is that is no longer really compatible with iOS 13. So you probably definitely need to upgrade. Now that iPhone 6 came out about 5 years ago, so it's been a long time. Five, maybe even 6 years ago is when the iOS 6 came out. So if you're still using that latest operating system, you may want to hesitate before you upgrade and those types of things because it will really slow down your system. That said, I'm a year newer than that on my iPhone, but I'm still looking at upgrading before next year when iOS 14 comes out because my phone will probably become outdated in the next year or two. So if you were looking at a new phone, you have a few options. You have your 8s, you have your 10s, they didn't do 9s, but you have your 8 options with 8 Plus and 8S and all those kinds of things. And then you have 10, which they use Roman numerals for the only time ever. And they have XRs and all of these different X X varieties, and then you have the 11s, which just came out. The only thing I'd really tell you is there's no need to get a 10 because it is basically the same price as an 11 with a few things that don't matter to us and a few things that do matter to us. The things that matter less to some people on this call is amazing cameras. You have three cameras on the back, which allow you to do lots of cool things. You have like night mode and all these kinds of things, which matter to a lot of people. And being able to take cool pictures is really cool. If you rely on taking pictures in order to zoom in and see lots of things, maybe that is really useful to you. My friend who is going to Tulum next weekend and is all about his Instagram is really excited about his iPhone 11. But I know a lot of people are not. But the things that it has over the 10 that you do care about is it has a much longer battery life, which I know we tend to use very aggressively when we're doing things like navigating and using Aira and those types of things that can bleed your phone very quickly. So your upgraded battery life, slightly heavier than the iPhone 10, but due to the battery life and the faster processing and all those types of things, and it lasting a additional year with iOS and the cameras, I'd say go the 11 if you're between the 10 and 11. There's a chance you want to go to the 8 if you can get a good deal. You can sometimes get those refurbished and those types of things. But I'm probably going to get an 11 by the end of this year or early in the winter of 2020. What a weird year for us. I'm glad you got my 2020 joke. That was the first time I made that. That's what I'm probably most excited about with those. But again, nothing crazy new for us. The other big thing between the iPhone 8 and the 10 is you lost the home button, which is what many people are used to using to turn VoiceOver on and off. There are other ways you do it. So you can do it with the power button on the side, and that you have to learn a few new gestures with VoiceOver and those types of things. So that's something to keep in mind and maybe mess around with one in an Apple store before you go make the purchase. iPhone 8 is the last one that had the home button. The same way you got used to not having a headphone jack, you will get used to that as well. I will say from the people I know who have those and use VoiceOver, you get used to it as well. It is just one more thing to kind of learn with the new iPhone 10 or 11 that you have lost that, but you, as a result, have a bigger screen and no bezel and those types of things. Let's see other things I want to talk about. One thing that was really cool to me this month that I saw people talk about in the Facebook group. I don't know. Did you hear about Hyper Legible, the new font?
No, what's that?
So I love this like ad we're doing right now. No, what's that? Hyper Legible is this new font that like has been announced that is meant to be 100%. The goal of it is to be accessible. That this is, it's not meant for looks. It's not meant for anything other than that. But to be the most useful font for people who may have low vision or harder time reading, maybe people who are dyslexic. I'm not sure. There are lots of different forms of dyslexia. But it's basically just meant to highlight that some people who have low vision can still have usable vision in some way. So this font, although it's not even out yet, it has been announced that they're working on it and they're planning on putting it out shortly. Some new font called Hyper Legible, which I think is really cool. And as much as anything, I like just to focus on getting awareness out that a lot of people have low vision or are legally blind and still use some of that vision. I mean, that's super common in our community. I am questioned on a regular basis by people who see me that I'm not actually blind. Even though I'm walking around the streets with a cane, they will stare at me until I stare back and ask what they're doing. And that's when they kind of berate me. I had someone do it on the train yesterday and all these kinds of things where they eventually talk to me and I eventually kind of end the conversation by saying, hey, do me a favor, never do that ever again. Which is my point of view when it comes to people doing things like that. But I like that there's something out in the font space that's trying to raise awareness of things like that while at the same time helping people.
So now that I feel like I'm in this whole web accessibility now, like my ears are totally sparked. So is it a font that people would use like in everyday like Word documents, PowerPoint presentations, web? Where do you use this font?
From what I know, yes. Like it's going to be a downloadable font the same way other downloadable fonts exist. I don't know if there's going to be a paywall between you and it. I mean, just like right now, you can buy the Harry Potter font online right now and use it online. And it's the same font that's on all the Harry Potter books. I assume this will be a free font. That would be the nice way to do it. But they may charge you for it. I'm not even sure. And at that point in time, you could use it for anything you wanted. It would be a downloaded font the same way you download a keyboard to your phone. You downloaded your emojis or bitmojis to your phone, and now you can use those in place of a keyboard. You'll be able to do the same thing with that on your phone. But feel free to look into it. I mean, accessible font, hyperlegible is what that's called. And we'll make sure we have links to that as well.
Oh, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Let's talk about October here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up cool LHON stuff that's happening right now.
Please. October's a busy month for us.
Yeah, totally. So there's a lot of good buzz going around on the LHON pages. So there's actually a couple new groups that have been started and are just kind of ramping up. So of course, October, we're trying to like get everything up and moving and any sort of party started in them. So a couple of them, one's Navigating Employment. So super cool group. So jump on in it. It's kind of a great place to ask questions, talking about interviews or resumes, mock interview questions. How do I handle this situation? Or maybe you're in the workplace and you're coming across something that's not accessible and like ask that group, what do you do in this situation? So check that group out. It's awesome for working professionals, but people also wanting to jump into the employment world. So that's a cool one. So October 5th, this coming Saturday, is National Blind Sports Day. So super cool. So get out there and go do something fun. It's LHON Blind Sports, LHON Sports Fitness. I will have to work on that correct name, but I will definitely make sure that we can shout out that group. So super cool. There's a couple people that are just starting to kick off the group, doing some key highlights. Trying to hit all of the big sports. We got beat baseball. We have personal training, running a course, shout out, blind hockey, cross-country skiing, golf, of course, so some big sports. So feel free to jump in there. It's going to be really cool. We've got a couple people already kind of talking about their sports, loves, and passions and what they're doing. So join and feel free to kind of jump in on the Saturday sports day. Another cool one that we're going to look at is we're kind of start a group on talking about education, totally different any levels. So is maybe your kid is in elementary school and you're just kind of jumping in, wanting to learn about IEPs and things like that, middle school, high school, college. So we're going to try to hit every level of education. So if you kind of been down the ropes and you know what worked and what didn't, or just jumping in, it's a fantastic group to get in there and share advice, get advice. So that one's up and coming. Other cool ones like LHON to LHON. So if you have LHON, you just kind of want to ask like your people and everyone that really truly gets it, you know. LHON to LHON is an awesome page for that. There's an LHON Affected Women's page. So that's really cool. Definitely get involved in that one. I'm trying to even think. So those are kind of some good highlights of groups that we're just getting started. So please jump in and join. It's going to be a good month for it.
Are these all Facebook groups you're saying? Or?
Yes, all Facebook page groups. So we're really trying to get some like specialized groups because our main Facebook page is amazing. And obviously that's how we're going to get some great information as a resource for this call. But oftentimes you might have a specialized, like a specialty question. Maybe it's sports, maybe it's education, maybe it's employment. So we're trying to at least create these great resources of maybe one pagers, maybe documents, maybe just a great huge pool of people that would be a great resource for you. So we're creating these pages as we kind of go along. So you see a page you might think would be beneficial to you or you want to join, lead, definitely feel free to drop in. And so I think that'd be cool.
That's awesome. One thing I just do want to highlight, you mentioned it, when it comes to things like the Navigating Employment or the sports group, these aren't only for people who have done this successfully or only for people who are looking for ways to do this successfully. It's for both. So the Navigating Employment group, if you are someone who has successfully navigated employment, we need you to share your stories there. And if you are someone who is looking to navigate employment successfully or whose friend or family member or you are looking to navigate employment successfully, we want you to go to those groups and ask questions. We want to kind of encourage dialogue in these groups as well. It's a chance to get those specific questions answered. But I just want to plug one more time. I've shared my kind of employment journey in those groups. We've had lots of successful calls here to talk about some of that. But really want to give a plug for anyone who has a story worth sharing. And I will speak from experience. If you have a story, it is worth sharing. I'd encourage you to share it in those groups.
Yeah, really good point, Andy, that it's also a resource. So employment, there are so many journeys that obviously it's kind of a rough, broken road sometimes. And we all get it. We've all been there. So these are great spots to, you're right, ask the questions, because what do I do if my PDFs are not accessible and I can't read them? Like, I've been there, done that, and maybe I can share what has helped me to kind of be able to get around that. So yeah, great resource.
Very cool. Well, with that, I think we've shared a bit of information, and people have heard our opinions on lots of things on the way we see it here on LHON Live. So let's wrap it up. For any listeners on the call, feel free to hang around and give us your feedback or network with others on the call. As always, we encourage you all to hang around, ask each other questions. That's what this call is all about. But we do this every month, so feel free to call back in. Our next call will be the exact same time, always the first Wednesday of every month. Next month, it's November 6th, my lovely mother's birthday. At 8 p.m., that's the first Wednesday of November, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So we hope you call back in. You can always use the same number or join us via Zoom. So with that, just a few more thank yous. Thank you first and foremost to Alyssa Poinsineau, who's always here to help us with these calls and is the reason we all get together, thanks to the amazing LHON Symposium, where I met you, Jessica, back in 2014. And also thanks to you, Jessica.
And thanks, Andy, for being here. This was a fantastic call.
And lastly, but certainly most importantly, thanks to all of our listeners. And thank you so much. We'll be right there with you in just a second.
See you in November.